We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Monday edition of Sports Talk. Welcome in, everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I understand the things going on with the COVID-19 pandemic, rolling back a few things, etc. The latest is online for you at WWL.com regarding Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang and her press conference earlier today. Bob Soci, voice of the New England Patriots, will join us at 5:10 to talk about Cam Newton out of the NFC South. He is now with the New England Patriots. Will Bill Belichick and Cam Newton be boom or bust? That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. You can cast your vote online at 504-260-1870. You can also shoot us a text at 504-260-1870. Austin Gale, Pro Football Focus Associate Director of Content. What impact will Malcolm Jenkins have on the field for the Saints this season? Where does he rank in the PFF standards? And Bobby, we always love, I know you certainly love PFF, Pro Football Focus and their rankings, and you trust their stats for sure.
Yeah, Christian, what they're doing on the field, individual player, it varies from year in and year out. So the one thing you can't measure though is a player's heart or his leadership, that being in the locker room or on the field. So that could be a positive or a negative. But the one thing, you need leaders on the field. And you might look at the quarterback position as being an offensive position, but you have different quarterbacks on the field. You have to have quarterbacks on the defensive side, whether it's the front seven, the linebacking core, or defensive back who's putting the secondary in the right position. So, yeah, you have to look at the leadership there. And I know definitely Malcolm Jenkins is going to bring that in a positive nature as far as getting the players lined up in the right place. Now, you might get beat physically, and then that's a part of football. But the one thing, he will be vocal, and he will get the players lined up. And I think they'll listen to him because he has a lot of skins on the wall. And, listen, if you look at it, what he did in the Saints uniform, winning a Super Bowl as a rookie, and then obviously what he established with the Eagles. So, yeah, so I would think right now, as far as amongst the team, it would definitely be a positive amongst the players.
Jimmy Smith stops by at 535, TigerDetails.com, the inside scoop on linebacker Marcel Brooks entering the transfer portal, leaving LSU. Tim Zimmer at 635, the NASCAR report, Pocono over the weekend, basically a triple header. And also Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast, as the NBA looks to restart at the end of July in Orlando on campus. It's no longer referred to as the bubble. We're just getting started here. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Bill Belichick and Cam Newton be boom or bust. One-year deal, incentive-laden deal for the former Carolina Panthers number one overall pick. He is going to the Patriots. Welcome back to Sports Talk. That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Will Bill Belichick and Cam Newton be boom or bust in New England? Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call us or text us at 504-260-1870. Bobby, I think what's so interesting is these Cam Newton and Bill Belichick are polar opposites in a lot of ways, but I think this is a marriage that could very well work.
Well, Christian, I don't know how it cannot be boom if Cam Newton's healthy. If he's healthy, hell yeah, it's going to be boom. The Patriots are a playoff team. Look where their defense was ranked last year. I mean, they were amongst the top three defenses as far as production. And Tom Brady doesn't play defense. And Cam Newton's not going to play defense. Now, he's not as accurate as a passer as Tom Brady. I thought it was interesting. Only three out of his nine seasons, he threw for over 60%. But he had, you know, you always remember in the past when you look at opponents and what type of game they had against you. Cam Newton's 2-0 against Bill Belichick. And so he's very aware of that production there. So I just look at Cam Newton. If he's healthy, I'm not saying he's going to be the 2015 Cam Newton when he was MVP. He led Carolina to a 15-1 season. But when you look at it, it's very similar now, because I think he will be the guy, very similar to Teddy Bridgewater. And what I mean by that, because I think he can earn these incentives, the one-year deal is worth up to $7.5 million with incentives. I think that's a very Teddy Bridgewater-type deal as far as if you're playing and you're producing, and then he could parlay this at the future contract when you're making $20-plus million in 2021 and beyond. Now, how can the Patriots realistically – that's why, Christian, we talked about this 3 months ago, that it's not like he's going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's going to the Patriots who are relevant. And I never thought the Patriots were going to go with Jarrett Stidham, Brian Hoyer. I mean, it's not realistic considering what the Patriots have accomplished for them to take that route. You look at Jarrett Stidham, a fourth-round pick. He appeared in three games last season. He completed two passes for 14 yards, and he had an interception. Then you even look at a 34-year-old like Brian Hoyer, who's a journeyman. He started 38 games in the NFL career, but he's been with seven different NFL teams, including now the Patriots twice. I mean, to me, that was a no-brainer and a great fit. No excuses for Cam now. I think he's going to a winning team, and I think he will produce, but I think he has to be the old Cam. He's not going to just throw from the pocket because he's not accurate enough. He's only three out of nine seasons been over 60%. But the one thing I know is that he is a winner. If you look, there's a reason why he was the number one overall pick in 2011. We remember that. That might have been the greatest college season ever. He helped Auburn win a national championship and a Heisman Trophy. And then, you know, they reached the playoffs four times. He takes us to the Super Bowl in 2015. And he earned MVP honors, you know, in that year. And, Christian, you know what he has to do going forward? He still has to run the ball. He's not going to play scared. Now, you got to be smart. But, Christian, when you look at it, he's rushed for almost 5,000 yards and 58 rushing touchdowns. That's the most in NFL history. All-time leader in touchdowns rushing by a quarterback. And that's a part of it, the way the game is structured. So I look at Cam when he was MVP. He didn't even throw over 4,000 yards, over 3,800. But 35 touchdowns, and he threw, and he had 636 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns that he got in the end zone. The bottom line is Cam is a winner. And as we go into the break, you remember when Tom Brady was out for four games? They went with Jimmy Garoppolo. They won. Then he got hurt. They went with Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett, because what he did in the Patriots uniform, that's why he had an opportunity with the Colts. He had one game, he ran over 100 yards. Do you view Jacoby Brissett and Cam Newton on the same level? They're both healthy? Hell no. So that's why, good. I look at this. Houdat Nation, I'm so glad he's in the AFC with the Patriots. We ain't got to deal with him. Even Cam Jordan said it. And that's not my problem anymore. But if Cam Newton's healthy, I don't know how he cannot have success in a Patriots uniform.
This matters too. Cam Newton's 2-0 against Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Don't think that didn't play a factor, that's for sure. He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, coming up next hour, Bob Soci, voice of the New England Patriots. Cam Newton, now a New England Patriot, along with some penalties for filming Bengals practices and games. Was it enough? Remember, multiple offenders of the rules for the Patriots. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.